This is Kelly Blewett. I am here to introduce you to Hasna and Munah. Both live in Austin, Texas. Both are refugees with incredible stories set against the shifting backdrop of policy and politics in the United States. And both are key figures in the new book by Jessica Goudeau, After the Last Border, Two Families, and the Story of Refuge in America, which releases this April from Viking. Munah's family came from the hill tribes of Myanmar. Young and determined, Munah and her husband, Saku, traveled from the verdant hills of Thailand to the suburbs of Austin, where the overwhelming cacophony of English, combined with social isolation and financial hardship, nearly tore the family apart. Readers are with Munah as she goes to English class and finds out she's pregnant and is betrayed by sponsors who are supposed to protect her. She forms close ties with other refugees and ultimately becomes a resilient leader. As the afterword makes clear, Munah is also friends with the author, and Goudeau's reflections on what she learned about Munah through the process of interviewing her for the book illustrates that though stories of refugees like Munah surround us, they are hard to access and understand, even for those who have known the refugees for years. Hasna, the other woman profiled in this book, has a less triumphant story. A Syrian refugee who moved to Austin with the long-term goal of reuniting her family, including four grown children and four grandchildren, Hasna's story is full of bitter surprises. After a lifetime of serving in her home, Hasna now works as a hotel cleaner. Her family struggles to make ends meet. Her husband, Jibril, was disabled by a missile in Syria, and Hasna's longing for her Syrian home is palpable. Before applying to become an international refugee, Hasna lived for a few years in Jordan, and much of her story takes place there. From a rooftop garden above an apartment she shared with two of her children, Hasna could see the bombs firing on her home city. Now her children are spread across the globe, refugees in three different countries, and she hasn't recovered. These are only two stories among thousands. As Goudeau's careful history demonstrates, attitudes toward refugees are shifting, and the current rhetoric surrounding the refugee resettlement uneasily echoes the rhetoric of 80 years past. To keep history from repeating itself, it is time to understand the roots of the refugee resettlement in the United States and to look fully into the faces of those who are being affected. This review originally appeared in BookPage magazine. More information on this title can be found on our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Kelly Blewett.